Okay. Today, Proverbs Day. Shall we read Proverbs chapter 1, whole verses. Proverbs chapter 1 from verse 1 to 33 and key verses, chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Let us read chapter 1 alternatively and together key verses. Verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. For acquiring a disciplined and prudent life, doing what is right and just and fair. Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. They will be your garlands to grace your head and a chain to adorn your neck. If they say, come along with us, let's lie in wait for someone's blood. Let's waylay some harmless soul. We will get all sorts of valuable things and fill our houses with plunder. My son, do not go along with them. Do not set foot on their path. How useless to spread a net in full view of all the birds. Such is the end of all who go after ill-gotten gain. It takes away the lives of those who get it. At the head of the noisy streets, she cries out. In the gateways of the city, she makes her speech. If you had responded to my rebuke, I would have poured out my heart to you and made my thoughts known to you. Since you ignored all my advice and would not accept my rebuke, when calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind, when distress and trouble overwhelm you, since they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord, they will get the fruits of their ways and be filled with the fruits of their schemes. but whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm. Together. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. Okay. Chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, Sherry, memorize and keep in your hearts. So Sherry, read one more time. Chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Ready, go. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Amen. Proverbs 28, verse 26 says, he who trusts himself is a fool. He who trusts in himself is a fool. But he who trusts in the Lord God is wise man. Okay, today we are to study the book Proverbs. What is the meaning of Proverbs? In preparation for this sermon, the book of Proverbs, I looked up the word proverb in English dictionary. In English dictionary, the synonyms of proverb are adage, aphorism, epigram, maxim, just a saying, expression, motto, general principle. Many synonyms. Then the Hebrew word for proverb, mashal, means just a comparison, similar, parallel. The book of Proverbs is a collection of moral and religious teachings in the form of saying and short sentences. The key word of the book Proverbs is wisdom. So we can say the book Proverbs is the book of wisdom. Do you have wisdom? Do you want to be wise? May God bless all of us so that we may be wise, wiser than before, more wiser than now. Then who is the author of this book, Proverbs? Solomon. In the book of Proverbs, we can see Solomon's name appears three times. As we read already, in chapter 1, verse 1, Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. And chapter 10, verse 1, Proverbs of Solomon. Again, chapter 25, verse 1, Proverbs of Solomon. Three times Solomon's name appears in this book. And then there are two time mentions of the sayings of the wise. The sayings of the wise. In chapter 22, verse 23. In chapter 22, verse 17. And in chapter 24, verse 23. Two times the sayings of the wise. The sayings of the wise. And then in chapter 30, verse 1, the sayings of Agur, the son of Jacob. And chapter 31, verse 1, the sayings of King Lemuel. Then there is no biblical information about Agur or Lemuel. Some argue that they both have been identified with Solomon, but there is no basis, no ground for that suggestion. Anyway, Solomon is the main author of this book. But Solomon is not the only author of this book. Surely, most of the book is written by Solomon, and maybe many of them were collected, edited by him. Actually, the book Proverbs consists of 31 chapters with how many verses? 915 verses. Proverbs consists of 31 chapters with 915 verses. According to 1 Kings chapter 4, Solomon spoke 3,000 proverbs and 1,005 songs. At that time, all of people came to him to listen to his wisdom. Then Solomon, the principal author of this book, uses the combination of poetry, parables, PC sayings, PC questions, short sentences, and wise maxims to give in strikingly memorable form the common sense, divine perspective necessary to handle every life's issue. Okay, as I mentioned already, the key words of this book is wisdom. We are in school of wisdom. Then what is wisdom? Who is wise? First, the basic beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. Yes, in this book, we can see several times mentioned the fear of God, the fear of God, the fear of God. How about the word fear is negative or positive? Both. Okay, let me introduce the fear of God. Number one, first, in chapter one, verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Okay? In chapter 9, verse 10, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Chapter 10, verse 27, the fear of God adds length to our life. Okay? Chapter 14, verse 27, the fear of God is fountain of life. And chapter 19, verse 23, the fear of God leads to life. But finally, in chapter 29, verse 25, the fear of man is a snare, trouble. That's why Matthew chapter 10, verse 28 says, "Do not fear man who can kill your body but cannot kill your soul. Rather, kill God who can destroy both your body, your soul, your spirit in hell." So we can know from this expression, the fear of God drives out the fear of man. But the fear of man casts out the fear of God. Fear of God and fear of man cannot go together. So remember, in entering the school of wisdom, fear of God, fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge and wisdom. Amen? And then, okay, we will study what is wisdom. Wisdom is more than shrewdness. Wisdom is more than intelligence. Wisdom is more than knowledge or understanding. Wisdom is ability or power to apply our knowledge in practical situation for good fruits. Okay, before sharing what is wisdom, I want to share with you to make it clear what the foolishness, the opposite of wisdom is. If we understand truly, really, biblically, what is foolishness, it is helpful for us to understand what is wisdom, really. But according to Bible, there are two kinds of wisdom. Earthly, unspiritual, ungodly wisdom. That is from devil. According to the book James, there is wisdom from devil. Please do not receive this kind of wisdom from devil. This wisdom is earthly, unspiritual, ungodly. But biblical, spiritual, holy wisdom is only of God, from God, by God. That's why the Bible says in James, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God. He will give generously, abundantly, without finding fault. It will be given to him. What is foolishness? Who is fool? F-O-O-L, not F-U-L-L. Who is a fool? First, we must know that the one who is handicapped mentally is not fool. The one who is in deficient mentally is not fool, according to biblical teaching. Bible proclaims definitely, clearly, the one who says in his heart, there is no God, is a fool. Two times repeat, Psalm 14:1, Psalm 53:1. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. Yes, we say through our mouth, yes, there is God. God exists. But he who lives practically as if there were no God is a fool, practically. Bible says, he who does not know God is a fool. The one who does not understand the will of God is a fool. Why? Please remember, the fool of fools is deny the existence of God, practically and through mouth, through our hearts. The one who says there is no God is a fool. To look up into the heavens, to look up to the sun, the moon, so many stars in the heavens, and say there is no God because we cannot see him is more foolishable than to see the flying airplane in the sky and say, no pilots in that airplane because we cannot see him. To see the universe, to see this earth in which we live and say, there's no God who made this universe because I did not see him. This universe happened to be made by accidentally by itself is more foolish than to see this building. We are in this building and say there's nobody who built this building because I did not see him. This building happened to built by itself accidentally. That's why the Bible says the one who says there is no God is a fool. Okay. Then what is wisdom? According to the teaching of Proverbs and according to the teaching of Bible, we can say at least to define the definition of the wisdom, we can say 3 points. 3 points. Let me say to define the definition of the wisdom, just 3 points. Number one, wisdom is a skill. Wisdom is a skill. Do you like a skill? Yes, we can know very easily. In every area of life, we need to have a skill to do what we do rightly, properly, effectively, productively, timely, well. You know, Aaron is typing like this. What a skill. I cannot type like that. He cannot Sorry, he can type like this, but I cannot. What is the difference between him and me? Just skill. He has a skill, I have no skill. The one who can drive a car can drive a car because he has a skill of how to drive. The one who cannot drive a car cannot drive a car because he has no skill of how to drive. Many areas in musical instruments, piano, drum, guitar, violin, trumpet, also in sports, soccer, volleyball, handball, table tennis. We need skill to play. We need more skill to play well. Do you have a job? Do you have a vocation? In any vocation, a certain skill is needed. When we say skill, wisdom is a skill in the Bible. This skill is not just a technical skill, but holy spiritual skill. Proverbs provides God's detailed instruction of skill for his people, for his children, to deal successfully with every practical affairs in every everyday life. How to relate to God, how to relate to husband and wife, spouse, how to relate to children, how to relate to parents, how to relate to neighbors, how to relate to governments. To educate our children, we need skill. To raise our children well, biblically, spiritually, we need skill, holy skill. Wisdom, Proverbs says continually, wisdom is skill. Not only technical skill, but also spiritual, godly skill. If we have a skill, we have freedom to create something beautiful. You know, godly life in this ungodly world is not simple, easy assignments. To live godly life in this ungodly world, we need godly skill. And remember, no skill is developed without training. Do you agree? Amen. No skill is progressed without training or practice. Then no skill is perfected without discipline. This is point in this area. No skill is perfected without discipline. Yes, many people like skill, but not discipline. The Bible says this is a misconception, foolishness. If we want skill, wonderful, beautiful, fantastic, skillful skill, but if we don't like discipline, Bible says that is foolish. You are fool. That's why continually, wisdom and discipline go together. Let me show you some discipline. Proverbs, you can see with me together if you want. Yes, already chapter 1, verse 2. This is the purpose why the book of Proverbs is written, purpose. In chapter 1, verse 2, for attaining, to attain, to get what and what? Wisdom and discipline together. Wisdom and discipline. Chapter 1, 7. Shall you see? Do you open your Bible? Okay, let me show you quickly. Proverbs. Chapter 1, verse 2, for gaining, for attaining wisdom and discipline. Okay. Chapter 1, verse 7. Second part. The fools despise wisdom and discipline. Chapter 3, verse 11. My son, do not despise the Lord's, what? Discipline. Why? Because the reason. Next verse, verse 12. Because the Lord disciplines those he loves. As a father, the son he delights in. Same chapter, verse 18. Chapter 13, verse 18. He who ignores discipline, comes to poverty and shame. Chapter 15, 32. Chapter 15:32 says, he who ignores discipline despises himself. So that's why chapter 19, verse 18 says, discipline your child, discipline your son, your daughter. Why? Because in that there is hope. Last, chapter 29, verse 17, discipline your child, discipline your son, and he will give you peace. He will bring delight in your to your soul. Hebrews chapter 12 says, just as our physical parents discipline his children for his correction, for his improvements, for his developments, so our spiritual Father God disciplines us as his loving children for our good, so that we may share in his holiness. Yes, we know no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but later, however, discipline produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by that discipline. Every Christian is a disciple of Jesus Christ. We are very, very familiar with the term discipleship. Are you a disciple of Jesus Christ? Amen. Disciple. Anybody who believes in Jesus Christ is a disciple. Make a disciple of all nations. Disciple. Then if we are disciple of Jesus Christ, we are on the way of discipleship. And very interestingly, the terms, the words disciple and discipline come from same root. This means without discipline, No discipleship. Remember, first, wisdom is skill. Then, no skill is perfected without discipline. Okay, second. Number two, wisdom is decision, judgment. To choose one between two or more than tools, multiple choices. Choose one among multiple choices. This is wisdom biblically. As we know, Solomon, Solomon, when he was enthroned as king, he gave 1,000 burnt offering to God. Then God appeared to him at night in his dream and asked, "Ask for whatever you want. I'll give you whatever you want." Then Solomon asked, "Give me wisdom, discerning hearts." At that time, to Solomon, wisdom meant decision, judgments between right and wrong. Bible says, first king, at the time, Solomon was king of wisdom. His wisdom is more greater than all human beings from the east, from Egypt. Then first event in which his wisdom was shown, proved practically, publicly, was judgment between right and wrong. As we know the story, two moms came to him with one baby. Then each of them claiming, "This living baby is mine. No, this living baby is mine." Two moms, one baby. Then Solomon had to choose one. And Solomon said, "Bring your swords." And he orders, "Cut this living baby in two and give half to one mom and half to the other mom." Then one mom said, no, don't kill that baby. Give the living baby to that mom. But another woman said, "Yes, kill in two." Then Solomon says, "Do not kill that baby. Give the baby to the first woman who said, 'Do not kill.' She is his mom." Yes, it seems very easy for us to listen because this is already past events. This is others' events. But if we are in this place of Solomon, this is not easy problem. We are limited. We are finished in our time and in our space, in our ability. Every time, every moment, every situation, we must choose one between tools, between more than tools, between right and wrong, between good and bad, between more importance and less importance, between to be right, to be honest, and to be dishonest, between to be diligent and lazy, between hot tempers and self-control, between patient and impatient, between to eat and not, between to go and not, where to go, what to do, we are to decide. We are to choose one between all the time. That's why trust in the Lord. Do not lean on your understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your way pass and straight. You know, even, for example, even chapter 3, verse 9 says, "Honor the Lord with your wealth, with your first fruits of crops." It means honor the Lord with your first fruits of your income. This means in our practical application, every time whenever we receive a salary, we are to choose between to give tithes to God and not. In small matter, in big matter, whether small or big, we are to choose one between. This is wisdom. That's why we need wisdom from God. Okay. Lastly, wisdom is preparation. Bible is teaching, wisdom of wisdoms is preparation for what? Preparation for eternity. Yes, preparation for future is a kind of wisdom, but wisdom of wisdoms is preparation for eternity. There is a saying, the more preparation, the less disaster. Please remember, our physical death is not end. Our physical death is another new departure towards new world to come. The kingdom of heaven or hell. Then hell is not annihilation. Hell is not something going to nothing. Hell is conscious living forever and forever and forever with suffering and torments. Example, there is a young man, there is a young student. He is very smart, intelligent, promising, ambitious, and dreamy. Then a man asks that young man, hey, young man, young student, what is your dream? Oh, my dream is to study very hard and to get top one, to become the most honorable students. Oh, that's nice, excellence. Then after your graduation, what is your next dream? Oh, after graduation, I want to get best job. I can. And I want to make much money. I want to become richest man and marry beautiful girl and establish up my sweet home. Oh, excellent dream. And after that, what is your dream? I want to get honor, reputation from all everybody. And I want to become celebrity. Excellence, wonderful. And after that, what is your dream? Yes, I want to enjoy my life, eat and drink, take my life easy, and take rest. Wonderful, excellence. After that, what is your dream? Maybe someday I will retire and take a rest. Good. After that, what is your dream? His voice is becoming smaller and smaller. Maybe someday, one day, I'll die. Good. After your death, after your physical death, what is your next dream? No dream. I don't know what will happen. I don't know what there waits for me after my physical death. If we have no dream after physical death, it means we have no dream. It means we are totally foolish. This is the story of the Bible, not my story. You know, in the book of Luke chapter 12, Jesus says in his story, in his teaching, there was a very, very, very rich man. He thought to himself, oh, I'm so rich. I have no place to store my old things. So I will tear down my building, my barns, and I will rebuild. I will build again bigger barns, and I will store my income, my money, my crops, my grain, my good things. And I say to myself, oh, I have plenty of good things stored up for many, 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 many years. Take your life easy. Eat and drink, be merry. Then God said to him, you fool. This very night, tonight, your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself in this world? This is how it will be the one who stores up for himself only in this world, not in the world to come. Yes, we know the story very well, the story of 10 virgins in the book of Matthew. 10 virgins, 10 virgins are waiting for bridegroom. They are the same in many, many areas. They are same in time, in place, in situation, maybe same clothes, same dress. But Bible says half of them are foolish, half of them are wise. What is the difference between them? Preparation. Preparation all the time. Preparation all the time for the next world to come. How long? How long? How many years do you expect you will live more from now? 100 years? Think about it, honestly. How long, how many years do you expect, do you guess you will live more from now? 100 years? 200 years? If possible, I hope so. But this is true. This is true that no matter how many years we live in this world, our life is less than 1 second, less than twinkling of eye compared to eternity. This is the biblical, this is biblical teaching. Let me give you one question, mathematical question. About 1,000 minus 100 is how much? 1,000 minus 100. 900. You are so wise. 1,000 minus 500. 1,000 minus 500. 500. Okay. Eternity. Eternity minus 1,000 is? Eternity minus 1,000 is? Are you being confused? Eternity minus 1,000 is? Eternity. Eternity minus million years is? Eternity. Eternity minus, thousands, trillion years is? Eternity. That's why the Bible says in the book of James, what is your life? What is your life? You are a mist. You know mist? Did you see mist this morning, early morning? You are a mist that appears a short time and then disappears. All human beings are like grass. All their glory is like flower of field. Grass withers, flowers fall down, but the word of God stands forever and ever. This is the word of God in the book 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 24. Yes, we know the beginning. If beginning of wisdom is the fear of God, then the end of wisdom is preparation for eternity by accepting Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord and committing our whole life professing and witnessing Jesus Christ. That's why I have no time to show you clearly, but believe me, the book of Proverbs in chapter 8, as we know, the key word of Proverbs is what? Wisdom. Then in chapter 8 of this book, wisdom is personified. Means wisdom is mentioned just like a person, like you and me. Wisdom is personified. Wisdom is eternal. Wisdom is divine. Wisdom is almighty. Wisdom is righteous. Wisdom is moral. Wisdom is holy. And this kind of wisdom is available to anybody, everybody who will receive this wisdom. And then this wisdom became incarnate in person. That person is Jesus Christ. That's why Colossians in the New Testament, Colossians chapter 2, verse 3 says, in Jesus Christ are hidden all treasures of wisdom and knowledge and understanding. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30 says, Jesus Christ is our wisdom from God. The message of the cross, this means the salvation message of Jesus Christ, is a foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us, you and me, who are being saved, this message is the wisdom and power of God. Wisdom is a skill. Wisdom is a decision. Wisdom is preparation for eternity, forever and ever, simply by accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and commit our whole life professing and witnessing Jesus Christ. Yes, I said this life in this world is less than 1 minute compared to eternity, but this life is so important. Do you know why? Because we only have this life to decide where we will live and spend eternity. After this life, no more chance, no more second chance. This life is given as a wonderful gift by God to choose Jesus Christ, to accept Jesus Christ, to prepare eternity, to live forever and ever and ever in the kingdom of heaven with Him face to face, face to face. May God bless all of us to be wiser, more wise than before, than now. Amen? May God bless all of you. Shall we pray together? Let us take individual time and pray and talk to God. Bible says, God encourage us individually, personally, and challenge us. If you lack wisdom, ask me, I'll give to you abundantly, generously, without finding fault. God is generous. God is abundance. God is so rich. The true, real, heavenly, holy, spiritual wisdom is only of God, by God, from God. Let us pray to receive more wisdom, skill, decision, power, and preparation for eternity by Jesus Christ. Shall we pray together? Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful wisdom from you, by you. Father, only God is source and author of wisdom. This wisdom can be found in our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why the Bible says Jesus is our wisdom, that is our righteousness, our sanctification, our holiness, and our redemption. Father, we know many, many people, not only Christians, but also non-Christians, have a big concern for preparation for tomorrow, for 10 years later, for after retirement. Then if we are not preparing for eternity, how foolish we are. Father God, help us to be wise. Help us to be smart, really smart, wholly smart. Give us skill. That skill is not only technical, but also holy skill to relate to you well, nicely, faithfully, sincerely, honestly, commit fully, devotionally, every time, anytime. Also help us to be wise in our relationship with parents, children, neighbors, co-workers, friends, classmates, roommates, neighbors, next doors, as your loving children. Give us more wisdom so that we may enjoy real, really, really wonderful life, abundance life, meaningful life, by your grace, by your mercy, by your wisdom, true wisdom. Thank you for this wisdom through our Lord Jesus Christ, by the touching of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.